Hello.
Hi, Lisa. This is Sid. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who is this again?
This is Sid Peterson. Lisa, we received a web form about your property in Lynchburg on 604 Harrison Street.
Oh, you like that house, huh?
Yeah, we received a web form. Are you guys planning on selling it?
No, not at this time. No, we're not interested in selling it. I don't think you'd be wanting it, really, if you knew what it's like. It doesn't have any systems in it at all. No electricity, no plumbing, no heat, nothing. And in fact, it doesn't even have any walls. No sheetrock, no plaster.
So it's basically just a shell?
It's a shell, yeah.
Right. You know, we buy these kind of properties too.
But for how much?
We can always talk about that, you know. And if you don't mind me asking, how long has it been, like, in this state?
Well, it's... What difference does that make? If you don't mind my asking.
I was asking so that, you know, just to get an idea if, you know, sometimes what happens is people start building a house, they give up due to their other responsibilities. Sometimes there is, like, fire damage. Because of that, people leave their houses.
Oh, no, there was no fire damage. No. No, it was an old house, and my son was the original owner of it, and he was the one who took everything out to start over new, and then he and his wife decided to do something else, but it was something that I had initiated in the first place, so we didn't mind, you know, taking it over. We don't mind. I mean, I don't mind anyway owning it, but that's the reason.
Right. So if you're interested about selling it, you know, and you would be willing to hear an offer on it, if you don't mind, can my manager give you a call back tomorrow? We'll run our numbers, you know, check the area and give you a call back with a number.
Well, what do you all do with houses like that?
Basically, we decide our exit strategies, but we have different types of buyers in our pool that have some do new construction, you know. We buy lots as well, so some people do new construction, some people do flips, some people wholesale. So we have a mixed pool of buyers. And sometimes we renovate.
Well, you see, this is the thing you have to understand. We own the house next door to it.
Right.
So it's like we're, you know, abandoning the property or anything like that.
Right.
No, we're not interested in having it torn down, or really we're not selling it. So.
Right. And are you guys planning on building it in the future?
We're planning on, I mean, actually, it's in the process of being painted. It was two sides of it were painted in the fall, and, then the weather set in.
Right.
And so the rest of it, we're in the process. There's some work that has to be done before we can really go full steam ahead, if you understand what I mean by that.
Right. Yeah, I understand. So the question we have is, would you mind hearing an offer on it? as is.
I'm just curious to know how much you all would offer on something like that.
Maybe the number would help you make up your mind.
Well,
Because
I
you
suppose, but
understand, with the rise in prices, because we build homes for, our company builds homes as well. So we know the prices are high. We know about the instability, so we understand. And, it is a hectic job to build a house.
what was that?
I was saying we understand that it is a full-time job to get a house up and running.
Oh, yeah.
So we can save you all that trouble. Would you like me to run some numbers on it and give you a call back tomorrow?
Yes, but we're not showing it. We're not going to get that much involved in the process.
Right. What will happen is my manager would give you a call tomorrow and he will share you a number. He'll give you a number. If you consider it or you like the number, maybe we can talk about the other things as well. If don't, no problem, You can just
Yeah,
end the
well,
call
I
and
very
that would
seriously
be it.
doubt that you're going to come anywhere close to our minimum. I seriously doubt that.
I like to give that a try,
Okay.
All
If you
right.
can catch me, I'm not always available to the phone. All right, thank you
What
for
time you
calling.
might be available?
Oh, it's just catch as catch can with me.
Anytime tomorrow you think you might pick up the phone?
I just can't tell you when, 'cause I don't always have the phone with me. That's the thing.
How about between 5 or 6 p.m.? Or 7, like in the evening?
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I definitely will not be available at that in the evening at all.
Okay.
If you wanted to call me, you'd have to try the morning.
Sure, what time? 8 a.m., 9 a.m.?
Anytime. Well, maybe around 9 a.m.
9 a.m.? All right, we'll try to give
But
you a
it's
call tomorrow.
oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
No
Bye-bye.
problem, man. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Have a good one. Bye.